As promised, we've got an incredible prophetic artist, and I'm sure you've never heard that term before, but today is something that you're going to learn. She's amazing. She's right here in studio. Her name is Mariette Minnar.
With you all the way on Impact 103.
Well, good morning there, Mariette. Thank you so much for making the time to come and spend with us here on The Morning Drive.
Thank you so much, Sinclair. Good morning, listeners. It's such a privilege to be here. It's been a long time coming. It's such a passion of mine. Art is my first passion. People, my love for people, my love for children and the youth.
Mm.
So my youth art that I do with quite a big studio. And yes, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being here. And we have been meeting each other on and off. So I believe it was in the December period where we would come in bright and early and we would see you painting on the wall. We didn't take too much on it. But now we look at this beautiful art piece that we'll talk about real shortly. But first, let's jump into this God gift that He has given you in prophetic art. When did you discover that you had this gift? And for those people who might not know what prophetic art is, just define that as well as you tell us a bit about your story.
Yes. Yes, so prophetic art came to me through my journey with God and just to discover what I really wanted to do with art. I studied BA Fine Arts and Education, and for many, many years I was just a teacher, in a sense, with doing private art teachings. And then God started talking to me. He said, so what are you doing with the talent that I gave you? So this went on for a few years. And then I said to God, but really, I don't want to just create pretty pictures. There must be a story. There must be something deeper to that. And so I was really, really asking Him and telling Him, really, God, Father God, I just need something more. And then something happened to me in 2010. I had two incidents that year.
Yeah.
And the first time I nearly lost my hand by a freak accident. And that's when I realized, okay, the enemy knows something before I actually realized I've got this gift.
And this is the hand that you actually use to paint and to do your art.
Yes, this is my right hand, my painter's hand. So really that I discovered there's something He knows that I don't know yet. So we also talk about scrolls. You know, God has a scroll for your life that's written out. He knows even the meaning of your name is part of your destiny, your calling, your life destiny. So, and then the second, I had a second freak kind of thing happening to me that year. I started bleeding out. So I was in hospital for quite a week or so. And that's when I got out there, where God actually taught me about healing, how to pray for yourself to heal yourself, that you've got the authority to actually pray for yourself. There's a lot of things that the church taught us and took away our authority over things in your own family, about yourself, your own the area where you live. All of that, you've got an authority. So I had to learn all these things. So I realized, okay, first time the enemy wanted to take my hand. The second time, he was taking my life.
Yeah.
It was really touch and go. And then that's when, at the end of 2010, beginning 2011, that's when I created, with God and Holy Spirit, to create my very first prophetic artwork. That one is called Creation. It took me 6 months to do that. Because while I'm doing such a work, I'm going back to the Word the whole time.
Yes.
And studying. That one's called Creation. It's also the olive tree, the wild olive tree, which means we as Gentiles are connected with the real olive tree. that represents us. And through that studying, I discovered redemptive gifts. What is your redemptive gift? If you know what your redemptive gifts are, you know what your life calling is. It's just like kind of sad that people at from 50, 60, 70 years old don't even know yet what their name means. Don't know what their gifts are. So through that painting, there's a real anointing on that painting. Since then, there's a few other things that we'll get to. Through that painting, I discovered my prophetic gifts, and which is prophet and teacher. And when I did that, and when I got that, now you can see how there's a process. It's not you deciding to take a specific scripture. Sometimes it happens, a specific scripture, and then putting it into, I'm going to attach this to a picture. It's not that. Yeah. It's a process where you hear Holy Spirit talking to you and what He wants you to proclaim in that area, in that space, in that specific space where you're going to do your prophetic art, in this sense, a mural, prophetic mural art.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I've seen some of the murals that you have painted, and it tells a story where, I guess, if people aren't necessarily reading the Bible, they look at this picture, and because you've been intertwined with prayer and in the Word and the power of the Holy Spirit, there really is a deeper message that attaches people to the love of God, which is incredible. Now, let's talk about some of these murals that you've painted. You've painted many throughout the city on many walls, and also on the BBM Foundation, the Basadi Bamushito Foundation. You've got two paintings on those walls there. And which ones have stood out for you the most? You've just spoken about your first art piece. Of course, that one stands out the most for you. But are there any other ones that really have a special place in your heart?
Yes. So from that first one, 2011, we need to fast forward to 2017. That's the period that God taught me and nurtured me, and my studies in this area just deepened. So in 2017, it's like God's timing, right? In 2017, I had a couple of meetings with City Council about public art and how we could actually get much more of this kind of paintings in the public space, because that's what God told me. Let's get scriptures and translate it into pictures, because He didn't create religion and different domains of, different diversities. He just said, here we are. This is my word. I love you. He wants us to create, bring His kingdom onto this earth. So every day should be about kingdom living. So I had these couple of city council meetings, and just to hear that there's so many laws and bylaws around that the only one that we were able to do then is we actually got to paint the footbridge over Buerta Avenue in Littleton.
Incredible, yes.
So, but by doing that, City Council, I gave them a couple of examples of what we can do. We wanted to do the paint the bridge, but there was this, on the opposite side of the bridge, it was this massive big pillar. And together with Daryl, I'm sure you know Daryl Hardy, and together with him, he said, okay, let's have a painting printed. But what was so interesting with that city council meeting is gave them a couple of designs, but I threw in there as like just an afterthought, I put in some of my tree paintings, and as well as that very first prophetic painting.
Yes.
As they went through it, the guy just went, put his finger on that one. He said, I want that one. And he chose my very first prophetic painting.
Incredible.
So what Daryl did, he had that big paint, he had that painting blown up and put onto the big pillar in Boerta Avenue.
Oh, that's incredible.
Unfortunately,
wow.
It's not there. It came off, it came loose, and it got sun bleached. So that stood really out because a lot of people recognized that. All my art students recognized that. So unfortunately, it's not there anymore. We have to do something about that, I think. And then in 2019, I started working at Cancer SA. I do ozone therapy there. It's not cancer. It's Cancer SA in Clubview. So the doctor there, he didn't know. He didn't even know that I do prophetic wall paintings. He asked me to do a painting on the outside wall one day. I said, okay, I'll do that. And that's where people drove by and saw the painting. Because now there's so many restrictions on public art, which we don't find in Europe. Europe is just amazing with public art. Mm. And I'm sure all over the world, in America and Australia, they just embrace it. But yeah, we've got all these restrictions. So now I had an outside wall facing the main road, Littleton Avenue in Clubview. So people drove by and saw it. They would come in, ask who's the painter, and come in. And that's how that was. The next one was Bakenkop Laerskool. They asked me to do a couple of paintings there.
Mm.
So stands out, like there, and when I got to BBM Foundation, Basadiba Moshito Foundation, is I don't advertise. I ask God, please God, can you give me, or Father, Daddy, I'm like a little girl and, nagging him, please give me another wall in the city.
Yeah.
And that's how people come and they approach me and ask me, will you come and paint here or there? And that's when I stand next to the wall.
Yeah. So if you are just tuning in, we're chatting to Mariette, and she's an incredible prophetic artist. And the one place that you have no restrictions is here at Impact 103. So we've got a painting that you've done and you've worked on. And before we let you go, we're going to chat a bit about that. But let's jump into this song. And it is, I guess, a prophetic song right now, because the song's called Come and See, right?
Wonderful.
So that also speaks about your artwork, and that people should come and see all the great things that you are doing. The song's called Come and See, and I guess we're inviting you to come and see the beautiful murals that the prophetic artist Mariette has painted here at the Impact 103 studio. So if you go down to Facebook right now, there's a picture of me and her standing at the Impact banner. She didn't paint that, just by the way. We printed that. It says Impact 103. But downstairs, there's a beautiful piece of art there. Mariette, talk to us about that specific piece and what inspired that and what the Lord is saying prophetically through this art piece.
So when I came into, Adele asked me to come and have a look at the wall. She wanted a wall painting. So when I came in, I actually experienced Radio Impact as a tree. I immediately experienced that with a massive tree filled with birds, full of birds. And Radio Impact has this amazing teaching ability, which I also want to just mention, that the city of Pretoria, that's the redemptive gift of the city of Pretoria, is teaching. And teaching always goes hand in hand with the prophetic side. So we actually have a good spirit there to go out to the nations. So all these birds that's gathered into this tree, and what that represents is the word of God that Radio Impact is putting out there every day, and blessing the people. So these birds are like, it's a tree full of, filled with little birds, then there's nests and there's little chicks. And what Radio Impact does is you nurture the people with good word and good worship music. So you're nurturing, you're discipling. And when these little chicks are growing up and they're hatching, and when they're ready to fly, you've discipled these people. And when they're ready to fly, they are ready to go out to the people and to the nations.
Wow.
And do the same thing. And as I was painting it in the end of December, beginning January, what was so interesting is as all the presenters started coming back to into Radio Impact, into the building, I experienced like it was all these birds coming back after a season
yeah.
and filling up this tree again just
wow.
to start up the new season. So, yeah.
Now we have a full picture of what the prophetic art is all about. You've drawn
yes.
it back full circle. So there's a huge, a nice picture that she's painted. It's on our Facebook page. You can go and check that out. And Mariette, lastly, we've got so many messages right now. Where people are just saying, please, where can we get this lady's details? If we want some artwork being done, how can people contact you? Are there some contact information or a website or even a platform that we can go and see some of the work and also have this prophetic pieces of art in our office spaces?
Yes, for sure. You can contact me on WhatsApp. My number is 084-671-9573. My email address is mariette@justlovearart.com. You spell it JustLoveArt. mariette@justlovearart.com. Website www.justlovearart.com. It's not updated with all the latest work, so just we'll get that done.
Hey, but what is updated is the beautiful tree with all the birds. I'm one of the birds, right? You painted
yes.
me. I think I see myself there.
You are there.
I'm one of the birds coming back to this tree.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mariette, for all of that. And I guess if you want more information about this, all you got to do is message ART to our WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. We'll send you the WhatsApp number, the email address, as well as the website. And it really is such an amazing thing. Just a question that came in as well on our WhatsApp line. Do you give art classes? Maybe there's an artist that wants to be part of your students that you are raising. And then might I say, she is a professional, so she doesn't necessarily force this prophetic on her students.
Yeah, no, yes, we don't.
We don't do that.
No.
But if you want to go into that and you're prophetically inclined, are there opportunities like that?
Yes, there are. I do have a ladies group on the Thursday mornings that's specifically for just come. So we do both. We make sure that you are a good drawer, a good painter, because we do not want to put bad prophetic art out there. So we just take them through that process before
There's standards to this. Huh?
Yes, there are standards. God has got standards.
Awesome.
He wants you to give your best.
Well, it's yes. Mariette Minna, a prophetic artist, right here at Impact 103. And you can come down, and if you are ever around the Impact studios, come and check out the beautiful tree that she has posted. And also go look at our Facebook page right about now, where you can see all of this specific information. Thank you so much, Mariette, for your time. And we hope to chat to you soon again.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure.